off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to take the plane out for a spin. You want to come with?
Me? Go. Fly?
I played it cool, but I was pretty jazzed.
I love to fly. I love to do most anything. If I could fly, then I would be the king. I'll be the king of the world.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. And then we got Don from Kissimmee Airport. I don't even know. What would you like to be considered or called officially? Don, lead troublemaker?
How about Don the Advocate?
Don the Denier?
The Grand Poobah of Aviation Chaos. I kid.
There you go.
And I'm just impressed with what you've been able to do. And I mean, I know we're joking around a lot and stuff, but it's a very serious matter that you've solved or you're just fighting back against. But you might as well enjoy the process. And that's, I think, what's going to happen on July 1st when you get all your pilot friends together and kind of have a friendly, in the air kind of protest or, I don't know, friendly, like, hey, you're number one, or hey, kiss my, you know. And then, by the way, what are the FAA rules on public nudity? Dennis, do we know?
There are none.
Okay, well, there you go.
We've all heard of the Mile High Club, right?
Well, there's that. Yeah. So, you know, if they're going to take pictures, give them something.
Sorry, this show is going. We're going in directions we haven't been in a long time.
Well, you know, the views expressed on Just Plane Radio are those
the host, callers, and guests?
No, yes. Of no sane human being, and you take our advice, your own demise, something like that, Don. I don't know.
Sometimes we actually bring you useful information.
Well, yeah. You know, but we, like I said, you might as well have fun while you're doing this. And that's kind of what you're going to do on July 1st. That's the whole idea, right, Don?
Absolutely. And it's pilots everywhere celebrating a victory. And to give it a little insight into the level of the victory, this legislation passed both the House and the Senate in Florida unanimously, with the exception of four legislators. The two senators and the two congressmen that represent the Kissimmee Gateway Airport and the Orlando Executive Airport.
What are the odds?
Both are in cahoots with each other.
99.9% again.
Yep. Yeah. Other than that, it was unanimous.
That's just so insane. I mean, do you think, by the way, have you talked to anybody on the other side that was pushing this stuff through or trying to make this happen have a change of heart at all? Like, they're listening, like, okay, you guys, we didn't like, how you came after us on this and how this kind of went down, but you have a point and maybe we ought to, you know, change our ways, or maybe we can figure out a way to work together. Have you gotten any kind of like olive branch type of thing thrown your way or presented to you, Don, or no?
Not really. The Kissimmee Gateway Airport Director of Operations did reach out to me after we had a victorious conclusion up in Tallahassee before it got officially signed. And he's like, I want you to come in the office. I want you to talk with me and meet with me. That was after he accused me of lying before the committee, which I did not. I will own that I made a mistake. And I mentioned when I was talking to the committee that we had talked to the airport director. The truth is, my meeting and my conversation was with the mayor and the airport director's boss. It was still the leadership for the airport, but he leveraged that as deliberate lying, which I will refute right now, right here.
Right.
There was no misleading of any sort intended. But other than that, no, when he offered for me to come in and visit with him, I declined the offer. He's already banned me from his Facebook group at one point, trying to censor the free speech of a private citizen on their Facebook page. That got restored. He was then applying me pressure to put him in our Facebook group, which is a private one. He kept pushing, I'm still not in. So any communication from him at that point fell on deaf ears, and I have not responded to him.
Right. Well, I mean, you're going to have the thing on July 1st, and that'll be one way to communicate, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, I do wonder, you know, obviously they must know that you're taking this to a federal level as well. But have you gotten any feedback from anybody in the on the other side like that? It's like, okay, well, they're doing this great, or they don't agree with it, or what, or anything.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, the federal level goes way beyond anything that I'm just directly involved in. So, if you guys remember last year, there was the collision in the Potomac, between the helicopter and the, commercial jetliner.
Right.
The Senate had taken the Rotor Act under, advisement for that. It ended up failing, I think, in the House by one, vote when the Pentagon objected. So there's a new act called the ALERT Act, that has been resurrected, and it got through the House unanimously, I believe, and is now waiting for debate in the Senate. That folds in stuff that AOPA had helped introduce called the PAPA Act. The, I think it's the Pilot and Aircraft Pilot or Protection Amendment or something like that. But it was a bill that protected us from the use, the misuse of ADS-B.
Yeah.
And so this legislation sitting out there now, if the Senate and the House come to terms on it and it survives as is, it will ban the use of ADS-B for billing across the entire country. And it mandates ADS-B in now be used on multiple aircraft in congested airspace, but provides that using a Sentry or a ForeFlight with a Stratus will alone satisfy that requirement. So it won't require the heavy investment that pilots are used to for ADS-B in those areas.
Gotcha. Well, we will see and monitor that accordingly. What about, you know, as far as for, you know, Kissimmee is still your local airport, right? You still have to go in and out of there or no?
No, I am proud to say I sold my airplane. I'm no longer a tenant. It was the happiest day of my life to give my card back in and say I have no reason to visit this once wonderful but now terrible airport. So even on the day of the event we're doing, I'm actually driving an hour away to rent an aircraft to come do a touch and go to Kissimmee on my way to Winter Haven. So I no longer participate in that airport.
So your feeling is when you fly that plane in and you don't touch the runway, it'll be Kissimmee my butt.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
So, you know, I mean, do you even know though how the airport is doing overall? Are they really suffering so bad that they got to figure out new revenue streams to keep this airport operating efficiently? I mean, I haven't heard any like nightmare scenarios that they is like it's a bad airport or anything.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's a great point. I don't know where they're at today. I will tell you this. Airports generally survive mostly off of fuel fees and tenants that are on their local airports. Mm-hmm. As a former hangar tenant there, I can tell you that what was just a year ago, waitlisted hangars are now amply available. They're emptying out so fast because this airport has declared war on pilots and pilots are leaving.
Yeah.
You know, and in the last month, I know of six people that have moved their airplanes off of that field and are no longer tenants. So they're losing the revenue there, and that's by their own doing. Mm-hmm. I know leading up to this, when this airport director had taken control about 4 years ago, they had a $500,000 surplus that they were operating from. And in that time, they've driven it down to less than 100,000, which is when they said, oh, we need to switch over to this ADS-B billing. So when I see the choices they make about how they're handling things, I would just say my personal opinion is that this really airport mismanagement and not necessarily a need for revenue.
Right. Well, that's what it sounds like, but who knows? I mean, you know, if they can put together an argument to say otherwise, I'm listening, but I haven't heard it. Yeah. And I mean, what do you think, Dennis? You going to join this little fun run around Florida on the 1st of July?
It sounds like a good way to, you know, take a break from work for a couple hours on a Wednesday.
Yeah, why not? Great way to kick off the holiday weekend. How about that? You get to celebrate. I mean, you're celebrating the ultimate freedom to be able to fly your plane.
We could bring fireworks with us.
That would be an interesting thing. What are the rules there? Do we know? It's either nudity or explosives.
Well, I want photos either way, right?
Right. Well, we'll give it to them. Might as well put on a show that it'll be worthwhile them filming, if that's what indeed they're going to do. But I love it. I keep up the great work, Don. And what a way to kick off the 4th of July weekend. There you go. You got a plan if you want to join the party. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Yeah. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.